for $10,717, Michael and Robin Span, north of Route 54, east of Laws Point Road, being lot 31, block F, section B, within Swan Keys Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, I'm Darryl Greer.
Your name and address for the record, please.
Darryl Greer, 12011 Sunflower Court, Bishopville, Maryland.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I am here for Mr. and Mrs. Span. They are looking to build a new home in Swan Keys. They originally requested a variance for the home to be towards the center of the lot with a portion of the shed and house being in the setbacks. After we had applied for the variance, they had spoken to their neighbors and changed their mind on their location. So I've kind of got a weird spot. I've got a new site plan showing where they would like to put the house. Is this something I could pass around?
Sure. If you'll hand it down to the secretary, please.
Thank you.
So you're telling us what we have is not the preferred plan at this point?
Yes, sir. That's correct. And we had called the zoning office, and they said that it had already been advertised. We weren't able to change it. That it was better for us to come this evening, explain it to you guys, and see what we should do, if we should reapply or what our next step would be.
Are you requesting variances different than the sides originally?
Yes, sir. What we're requesting is a side yard setback, which is more typical in the community. We'll be 5 feet off the right-hand property line with the home itself. Also, we would have a 9.1 setback from the street, which is a 10-foot typically. But it's in line with the neighbors, which was a common way of doing it in Swan Keys over the years.
Well, I can tell already it's not going to work because you didn't request a front setback in the original application, so there's no way the board can consider that tonight.
Okay.
How was it advertised, Susan? Or
just side yard.
Just side.
Side yard only.
Yep.
Well, and it's different sides too, right, from the first one?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
No, it's the same.
No, it's both sides.
Yeah, but it looks like it's really moved much further to the
right.
The north, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the north side, exactly.
I'd be very uncomfortable with the board hearing this with a new site plan, simply because if anybody had looked at the first survey that was turned in, it's nothing like the one
that
we're looking at now. Plus, there was no request for a front yard setback, which eliminates any consideration of that setback tonight.
Fair enough. Should we go reapply?
My recommendation to the board then would be to direct the applicant to reapply for the necessary variances.
Okay. All right. Gentlemen, have you heard what Mr. Bell has stated?
Deny this one or just defer it to a reapplication?
I think you can do what you often do when there's an additional variance that has to be applied for, and just table it pending the new application and then take it all up at once.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Hudson and second by Mr. Mills.
Is that the way around?
And that we table case number 10,717 pending a new survey. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Do you understand it?
Yes, sir. Reapply for front yard.
And Mr. Greer, just go in and talk with Ms. Isaacs at your office about getting that straightened out.
Okay.
And obviously, you've been here this evening. You've heard Mr. Mills and the other board members discuss the need to address the variances. Just be sure that you do that the next time around.
Yes, sir. Sure. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. I want my card.